Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's all happening in Dalkey County, Dublin. Mr. Berry is cracking one-liners.
Can I shake your hand?
You can do that as long as you don't take anything from it.
Mrs. Tierney is teasing her granddaughters.
Who's driving?
Me.
Who's the good driver?
Mrs. Linton is loving the telly.
Judge Judy, I love.
Do you?
Oh, I love her aunt.
And Mary Chambers has been given a few bob for herself.
It's 18 and he always gives me €20 to buy ice cream.
Welcome to the world of Meals and Wheels in Dalkey.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
The centre of operations is a converted council house.
No.
The whole ground floor is a kitchen.
I'm Mary, this is Harry Maguire, June,
we don't,
and Bridget is inside cutting up meat.
Oh, is she? Can I go and
yes,
say hello to
Bridget?
Yes, you
can. Okay.
It's about 8:30 and the cooking crew are preparing today's dinner.
What meat are you doing today?
Corned beef.
Oh, very good.
Corned beef. I'll tell you our menu now. Corned beef, parsley sauce, broccoli, potatoes, semolina pudding and tin fruit.
What are you making here?
Parsley sauce.
So you've got the white sauce there in a big pot.
And a
jar of dried parsley.
Yes, I'm afraid that we can't get anyone who'd like to chop the fresh parsley for me at this hour of the morning.
Oh, I see.
Would I. Well, it's very good, actually.
What did you used to do before this?
Actually, I'm long time retired.
Are you?
Well, I was in various businesses, but I think we ended up, actually, in the ladies... high-class garment industry, I suppose you would call it.
Oh.
Retail. Yeah, myself and my wife.
And how did you get into that?
I followed her.
Tea would be lovely, please, if you don't mind. What are you making here?
These are the eggs I'm beating up for the semolina.
What is semolina?
It's grains of wheat, sort of lumpy bits, so you need to cook them.
Is it nice?
Well, I don't like it, but a lot of people do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Right. How many meals are you doing?
Well, today we're down to 61, but we were up to about 90.
And it's elderly people, is it?
Or people who've been in hospital and come out, and, you know, they can't cook for the first fortnight. Anybody can have it that is unable to cook, and income means nothing.
Okay, so it's not a charity for the poor?
No, absolutely no.
And do you have a choice over the food you get?
No. But what you can do is you can say, I don't want parsley sauce, I don't want potatoes, give me a lot of meat, a small dinner, a big dinner, I want my meat cut up, or I want my potatoes mashed. As you see there on that row, there's 17 special dinners.
Look, so these are all little tins like you get in a Chinese restaurant.
That's right, and all these ones here are specials.
Okay, so this lady here wants meat, one potato, an extra veg.
Yes.
Meat. That's a really good service.
I know. The Swift Hotel, isn't it?
And is there much competition between the different teams? The
None.
Monday team? And
no.
Are you better than the Tuesday team?
Of course.
Can I ask you what you're doing, Bridget?
The cooks put in the food. I lid them.
You put the lids on?
All right. I put the lids on and close them.
Why did you choose Meals and Wheels to become involved with?
I thought it was doing something good for the community, you know, just something involuntary, because I had time on my hands.
And are you a retired lady?
Oh, I am very much retired. I retired at 73.
Did you?
Yeah, I worked up till I was 73, so then I thought, well, it's time.
And do you miss it?
I did, very much so, yeah. Insofar as I had time on my hands. You know, I'm like, I'm one of these people that like to kind of be doing things all the time, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at socialising. Do you know, once I've done one thing, that's it, you know. So I prefer to be doing something rather than sitting down talking or socialising. I'm not good at that end of it.
Mr. Whelan on Whaleside wants to know if he could get a meal today. Is there any extra?
Well, there's no meat,
sure,
that's for sure.
Sure, I'm sure, but all those, if you speak a bit of making.
Say yes.
Did you make one?
Will I say yes?
Yes.
You're on the list, aren't you?
She'd be doing the loaves and fishes thing now. She's got to sort of get extra ones out of that.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm wanting these things to finish.
What are these?
The potatoes.
What's this thing here? It's a big oven, isn't it?
It's a thing, yes. And it's very temperamental.
But it has buttons and
it's an automatic. It's kind of, it does all the potatoes, should do them in about 20 minutes.
You're roasting them, eh? Is it an industrial oven?
Well, kind of, yeah. It's a bit kinky, though. You know, it goes against us in the morning. Early in the morning. When you're not in the humour, I tell you. You're pushing buttons all over the place. Nothing happening. It's actually terrific, to tell you the truth. And then it does the broccoli in about 10 minutes. I'm really standing around here waiting for these to come.
You're like the fella leaning on the shovel, aren't you?
A little bit.
Just finished dishing out the semolina.
All right. Did it work out okay?
Yes, I think it looks nice.
What do you do when you're not doing this? What's your other
life? I used to work in Guinness's and I took early retirement.
And you weren't worried about having too much time on your hands? Or
no, I don't know when I had time to work. I think most people who retire find that.
Do you? What kind of things do you do?
Well, I play bridge and I do League of Health and we go hill walking and I meet my friends for lunch and things that I couldn't do before.
League of Health is the exercise club, is it?
Yes, right. Exercise to music.
Yeah. This is major operation. I'll keep out of here now. You might be steamed.
Are these things cooked?
Perfect.
Yes, they're beautiful.
The lady from the west of Ireland says they're cooked.
Well, they wouldn't eat potatoes like that in the west of Ireland.
Oh, how do you
like
them? Skin
and
all.
I don't know what potatoes
are up here. And this jotter is the history.
So this is each book relates to a driver.
It does, yes.
And you're not computerised.
No.
And you're not with your handheld.
It's mid-morning and the Meals on Wheels house is empty, except for Ursula. She's going through the books.
How much does it cost for your dinner?
£1.50.
That's great.
It is.
Every day.
It's subsidised a little by the Eastern Health Board. And here is Mary's.
Then Mary arrives. She sometimes helps Ursula and sometimes makes deliveries. Today, she's a delivery driver.
So we have to check now to see that we have all these specials and that they tally with the number Ursula has said we need.
We'll have to know sooner rather than later if we're a meal short. It very seldom happens, but it does help to know in advance.
Well, what do you do then? You have to go off and cook it?
Oh, no, we don't. Go down to the local Queens.
Go down to the Queens?
Yeah.
The place that's on the television for the restaurant?
Yeah, they're very good.
So you get a dinner out of there for £1.50?
Off the house, usually. That would be once in 2 years.
But I could go in on a Thursday night with my wife and say I'm with the Meals and Wheels, and is there a chance of a free dinner?
No.
And a couple of candles.
That's Mrs. Kinsler's, isn't it? Chosen McNichols.
What do you do when you're not doing Meals and Wheels?
Well, I also work for Cora.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Oh, right.
And where are you? My grandmother.
Your grandmother's
home? I am.
Oh, great. That's good.
Does anyone ever forget it?
According to you,
Fionnon, my grandson.
Fionnon.
Fionnon.
What age is Fionnon?
He is 16 months.
You should come here for Wednesday afternoon. I think it's frightfully complicated. Yes,
bit by bit, the other drivers come in and fill up their blue and white picnic coolers with dinners.
I retired 6 years ago, so I'd like to keep involved and keep active.
What did you retire from?
I was a maintenance painter in Dublin Port.
So you enjoying retirement?
Very much so, yeah.
You're not getting under anyone's feet now?
Ah, no. No.
Writing letters to the paper or anything like that?
No, I got involved with a group from Northern Ireland. We go over to Romania, do some work over there.
Do you?
Yeah.
What kind of work is that?
Painting in the orphanages, old folks' homes, and things like that.
Do you?
Yeah.
How often do you go over?
Well, this is, please God, this will be my 7th trip.
And do you not come back terrible depressed?
I've made a point now of not talking about it for a week or so after I come back.
Right. It's time for Mary to set off. What happens if you're stopped while you're delivering and the guards come along?
They have never done so.
Have they not?
No.
She has a book and a half to do because they're down a driver today. That's 13 people she's to bring dinners to. And did you work when you came to Dublin?
I didn't know. I had one child then and another on the way, and in those days you didn't tend to go back to work.
Now here's the thing about Dawkey. I came by train and I walked through the village to the Meals on Wheels house, and it looked so quaint and shishy and just the kind of place you'd like to live unless you're in a car.
I went back subsequently then, back to college and did a degree.
Did you?
Theology.
Oh, very good. Did you enjoy that?
I loved it. Marvellous. And my own,
the streets are so narrow, made narrower by parked cars. The junctions are so tight that every journey is punctuated by inter-car negotiations. No, no, you go. No, no, you first. No, I insist, after you.
This is Mrs. Linton, this house here. Mrs. Linton.
How do you know it's her now when you don't have a name on it?
Yeah, when their name's only on them when they're specials.
Special hours, okay.
So this is her key. We don't have many keys now for them, but she's, you know, a little slightly disabled. But
okay.
So,
hello, Mrs. Linton.
Hello.
How are you?
I don't mind the look at the table, but I can't get up much myself, you know. They have to leave the things on the table for me. It looks untidy, but the rest of it's all right. My girls help me.
Are you living in Dawkey long?
Oh, since I was born. Born and raised in this house, 1958.
Were you?
That's how old I am. 91 next month.
Are you? Well, congratulations. And you watch the telly?
Oh, yes, yes.
What do you watch on the telly?
Couldn't do without that. Oh, I like them. Judge Judy, I love.
Do you?
Oh, I love her on. Yes, and the afternoon programme's very good now.
She's a terrible tartar altogether, Judge Judy.
Oh, yeah, and she can be very nice at times.
I've never seen her be nice.
She can turn very nasty at times with them.
And do you back her all the time? Do you think she's right all the time?
No, I don't think always. She's very hard on some of them, you know. Well, that's a surprise to see him nice young man.
Well, I'm not that nice. Thanks very much. Good
luck
to you. I'm sorry
nice
to bother
you.
Right,
yeah.
You too as well.
Let me just leave it there, Mrs. Linton.
Yes.
Okie doke. I'll take this next.
Yes.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye now.
Bye bye.
Now, Mrs. Linton, you see she had it just ready there on the table at the 6 euro. I've forgotten my container for her.
Actually, today's a bit hassly for Mary.
Slightly stone drawn in.
She's in a borrowed car.
Is it back in towards Blackrock? Would it be in?
She's on an unfamiliar route with lots of one-way streets.
And here might know what he.
Could you, but what I'll do is I'll go into Mr. Tierney and I'll ask.
There's a new customer on the route whose house Mary's never been to.
No, those yellow lines weren't there before at all.
And on top of all of that, in the passenger seat is a man from RTE asking irrelevant questions.
How often do you go in to do the cura?
I go in on Mondays to do cura.
Okay.
And then during the week, every month then we'd have a monthly meeting maybe.
And then people make appointments to come in and see you?
They do, or they just talk to us on the phone. We'll do either.
Right.
They might just ring up and want to talk, or they'll ring up and make an appointment and come in then.
And are you... What's your one driving?
Yeah. No, that's Mrs. Linton. No.
Still warm?
Oh, they are quite hot. Hello.
Hello.
Are you not concerned now that you haven't seen her, that you don't know?
Oh, no, that's there. That's, they have done that for years.
It's a bit impersonal not getting to see them, isn't it?
It is, but they're off down the town on the good weather, you see.
Oh, I see.
They're, they'd be well able to walk around like that, lots of them, but still too old to bother cooking or anything like that, you know? I just wanted to check them.
Problem. Sure, we can go back. We're at the Berry's house, but Mary's just realised that she dropped the wrong dinner at a previous house.
One day I delivered an incorrect meal. And this lady, she has died since. I went back within 10 minutes and said, oh, I've given you the wrong meal. And she said, oh dear, just scoffed the lot. What was it? Hello, Spree. How are you?
Come in.
Poor things.
I might as well.
Nice to see you.
And you?
Can I shake your hand?
You can do that as long as you don't take anything from it.
You've the money there for her, do you?
I've got the money ready, yeah.
Oh, very good. How often do you get the meals?
6 days a week.
Thank you.
See? That's to keep her quiet.
That's the tip, is it?
I see, yeah. She won't leave the place if I don't give it to her. Takes over, you see. The dangerous people to come around. Oh God, yes.
How long are you here in Dalkey?
Oh, about 40 years.
About 40 years.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
You haven't accepted me yet as a Dalkeyite.
You're still.
That's still a blowing.
All right. And your wife is she a Dalkey woman?
No, she comes from the west of Ireland, a place called Shrew.
Oh yeah, County Mayo.
Well, if ever you go there in a Mercedes car, the front has left the town before the back end comes in. It's one of those.
That's great. What did you get for your dinner today, by the way?
I haven't a clue. That's a surprise every day, you see.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, oh, yes.
And do you ever turn it back? Do you ever bring it back?
No. They'll probably let me starve the next day. You ever think of that? They have the upper hand, you see.
Do they?
Yeah.
Listen, thanks a million.
Okay.
Nice to talk to you.
Good luck.
Thank you very much for that. Mr. Berry, is it?
That's right, yeah.
Great.
You know, you've heard of blackberries and gooseberries.
What kind of berry are you?
Well, this is the point. I'm not a Logan, but I'm not a gooseberry anyway.
Well, that's good.
Cheerio,
Spree.
Here you go. It's 18 and he always gives me €20 to buy ice cream. So we just check him in for 20.
Does he say that?
Oh, you'd be joking. That's for yourself. He's never in bad form.
Yeah.
Kenny, now what did you say?
You see, if he has satellite navigation and computers and everything like that.
Absolutely. That's the next step for
It's 12:05 now. Are we doing all right in terms of time?
We're slow enough, really. Did we leave at 11:30?
Round there.
Craigsford Road.
Here we go. Great.
And we've parked and everything.
Somebody's smiling down at you. Parking angels are...
Absolutely.
Do you believe in them, the parking angels?
I don't. The girls think I'm a total...
Hail Mary, full of grace, help me find a parking place. You don't do that prayer, do you?
No, I just say, look, Lord, I'm doing your work now. I want to park when I get there.
And does he come through every time?
Sometimes.
Are we going back to the other house to make the switch?
I'm going to look and see if he's actually... Oh, yeah, I'd better. But sometimes when it's in red, it's just to remind you to say something. He doesn't take a dessert during Lent.
Oh,
that's
I see.
That's what Mr. Berry doesn't take. But there might be something else as well. If it's just that, I don't have to go back because, there's an extra dessert usually at home anyway, you know? But I'll see if there's one with his actual name on it. That means it's a slightly different diet.
Okay.
But he never has dessert in Lent.
At some houses, Mary doesn't see the customer, just the home help.
Hello.
Hello.
Is she well?
It's okay, just a little cough today.
Oh, I see. Right, we'll tell her we were asking for her, won't you? Right, thank you very much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
mashed potatoes.
She still has the problem that she dropped the wrong dinner at the wrong house. She has to go back and switch it and hope that the man didn't take it in. He hadn't taken it in.
No, he hadn't. That's that book.
We've been to cottages and semi-Ds, and now we're at apartments.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Means. Thank you.
Probably some of the first apartments built in Ireland. Duplexes, they probably call them now.
Hello, Mr. Burke.
They're looking out over the Irish Sea.
In you go, dear.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
This is payday.
This is payday, is it?
Yeah, there's money waiting for her, and there's her little book.
Oh, very good. What do you? How often do you get it yourselves?
Oh, five out of 6 days we get it.
Do you?
Yeah.
And why do you get it?
Five out of seven.
Why do you get it? Why did you decide
well,
to get it?
Well, old age for one thing. We're about 90 years of age and it saves cooking, that sort of thing. Saves housework too. That's why we do it.
And how is old age treating you?
Well, we think we can get about and so forth, which is something at that age.
Yeah.
So there you are.
That's great.
Have you the right amount now?
I have indeed. Thank you very much.
Good girl. Right. Right.
How's Mrs. Burke?
Oh, she's having a little rest at the moment. Oh. She's a cough at the
moment. Oh, has she?
Oh,
oh sure. Tell her we were asking for her.
I would need only a small thing, but however.
Yes.
Right.
It's too cold to be out anyway today.
Oh, you should have a hat on.
I should. Thanks, Mr. Burke.
Thank you very much.
Not at all.
Good luck to
nice
you.
To meet you.
One customer didn't want to be recorded. I don't know if she had a thing about receiving Meals on Wheels. She said that she didn't really get the service. But in fact, her service was no different from everyone else.
Where to next?
We're going back into Dalkey now.
Okay.
You can't help thinking as you're going around that for some people, the customers of Dalkey's Meals on Wheels don't live in houses or homes, but in properties, and extremely valuable ones at that. Now maybe I'm speculating here, because I didn't get to stay long with any of the customers, but I got the impression that if you arrived up in the morning with a wheelbarrow full of the money their home was worth, it wouldn't mean anything to them.
Lumbered.
You have him.
Have I? The most lumbered. I haven't met you before.
The rent is in there. It's in the box inside. I can say, like, by and large, it's a very good service. Like, I'd be dead without it.
Doesn't leave it to me.
Absolutely super.
Is it? Why do you like it?
Because it's hot. And it's always here on time.
The second last customer of the day is not inside her house, but outside in the front garden with her coat on and holding a walking stick.
No.
Beside her are two teenage girls. When we arrive, she tells us that the girls have been causing her trouble.
This is Thursday.
Just robbed me.
Oh.
This is Mrs. Tierney.
Come on, girls, cough up, Gilbert.
And the girls are her grandchildren.
They're driving me to her hospital.
Oh, I see.
Grandpa's in hospital.
And how is he?
Bad.
Is he? I'm sorry.
Yeah, but...
I'll put this in the fridge, will I, Granny?
Shove it in the fridge.
Yeah.
So what do we do?
It's €9.
Pardon?
€9.
Nine? Well, you'll have the shock of your life. I had 15.
Yeah, I'll give it back to you. You can give us more another day, Granny. Thank you.
You can do what you like. That's all I can do.
Right. That's fine. I'm sorry about that. Not to worry.
I won't get one penny extra pension.
You drive a hard bargain, Granny.
What? Oh, come on, you old stand. That's it. Oh, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I'm not Liv.
You're in charge.
Of course, don't you have to look at me to see I must be in charge.
You're putting smirks on them, are you?
Oh, they have it all.
Do they?
They know it all.
What part of the country are you from?
Galway.
Whereabouts in Galway?
Tune. Who's driving?
Me.
Who's the good driver?
Bye.
Good luck to you, bye-bye.
You know, I kind of feel uplifted by having met them, and they're in such good form and so appreciative and everything, and it's a simple thing we run one day a week with meals, but they're so appreciative of it. Hmm?
So you're getting something from it as well, I suppose.
Well, yeah? Absolutely.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
And we must have passed Bono's house and all these kind of people.
No, we didn't go up to Killiney, no.
Does he know he has you as a neighbour?
Well, if he doesn't, he should, shouldn't he?
Does he bring people past your house and point it out around?
And say Mary lives there more frequently. I'm sick of it now, really.
Bono
the notoriety doesn't suit me at all. Here next to the girls' barracks.
Bathing.
From Yellow Lines, you think I'm safe? If
you're
I'm
really,
safe anywhere.
Really
guard, would you ever keep an eye on the car?
I'm thinking of him coming up and giving you a ticket.
Are
talking
you?
About thumbing your nose to him. Yeah, I'm not only going to park on WL Lines, I'm going to park on WL Lines outside the barracks.
Exactly.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.